My name is Seyon Cypressouth. I first came to America in March 1980. There was a civil war in Cambodia. You know, we literally had to flee for our lives as a community. And so we went to Thailand, and we had to wait for a person or an organization to sponsor a whole family. There were 9 of us. So fortunately, we were sponsored by a Lutheran church in Iowa. So my whole family came to Elkader, Iowa, and we came on a plane. A lot of people think we're the boat people, but you know, it's hard to come on a boat to America. We landed on a late winter's night, and I remember looking out the window, just seeing the kind of yellowish brown streetlights. The snow was, you know, dancing in the air, and the street light was on. It was just like a fairyland to me. And I remember people in that city looked very pale and white with lots of blonde hair, and their eyes were just blue, blue. I want to say we lived there for about 2 years, but my parents were just really suffering in the cold. And we found out that my uncle lived in Torrance, California. And then a year later, we moved to Long Beach. So I studied studio art at Cal State Long Beach and then at Claremont College. For me, the aha moment of becoming an artist was in their refugee camp, and I was cutting up these plastic figures, and then I was using that as like a shadow puppet, and this kid was just so mesmerized by it. So for a moment, I felt like, wow, I actually have something to contribute. I mean, how did I process that? Here I was, you know, coming out from a refugee camp, right? And everything was just, it just had like a tin roof. Sorry if I might get a little teary-eyed because of just what had happened. We were just sleeping in cots or on the floor, just like animals would, you know? So when we came to America, it was so surreal. It was just like night and day. I actually never gotten any kind of counseling. That could have been good, you know, to be able to talk about. What I do try to piece together is this kind of creative visual, as well as kind of this post-traumatic stress disorder that I'm still trying to manage, and also to educate about the experience of war and trauma, to know that, you know, the aftermath of people that had gone through like landmines, you know, that they were just still suffering from it, and there were still like landmines today that were still hitting people. And so I was just so compelled to make some a piece like that. This piece is a life-size sculpture, and it's laying flat on its back. It has its arm covering its face, but there's all these strings that's cut off at the thigh that's dangling out, and it kind of symbolizes like arteries and veins and bones that was just kind of exposed now from the landmine that figure had just stepped on. I feel like, you know, now I have a more personal drive to make my work, but make it more personal and still impact the people that had gone through these traumas in their lives, and hopefully it's beneficial